Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 307, Tackling LinkedIn, How to Get Finished. You know that frustrating feeling of not being able to finish what you start? If your life is a graveyard for unfinished projects, listen up, I understand. I'm Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights, one of the twice-weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Does this sound familiar? You have an exciting new project to work on your LinkedIn account. You can imagine the happiness its completion will give you. You start working on it, and then you abandon it. Working on it wasn't as much fun as you thought it would be. Maybe you saw it would take longer than you expected. Maybe you realized that you'd forgotten some key elements. Your enthusiasm died, and it went to the project graveyard. What's the solution? Make your project smaller so you can finish what you start. First, set your big goal. Describe it fully, preferably in writing. Then break it into pieces and make target dates for the completion of each piece. Recently, I have reluctantly given up my paper calendar and now schedule all of my to-dos on my Google Calendar. This system works a lot better in my mobile life. I realize I had to switch over when I was in Baltimore with my husband at a doctor's office, and we could not schedule the follow-up appointment my husband needed because I didn't have my paper calendar with me. Plus, I was feeling really uncool pulling out a paper calendar at meetings while all my colleagues pulled out their phones. So let's say you have a plan to get more visible on social media. First, make a list of the various platforms where you want to be active. Each of these is a piece of your project. Then do an enthusiasm check. Why do you want to be active professionally on social media? Do you love interacting with people, or did somebody tell you this was a good idea? Do you think it would enable you to connect with attorney prospects? Ask this question about each social media outlet you've listed. You might discover that you have no idea what Instagram is, and to you, it just doesn't look inviting. Good. Cross it off the list. Order your list with a social media platform you like best at the top of the list, and list the others in descending order. Now it's time to focus in on the pieces. Let's say you picked LinkedIn. Great choice, by the way. I consider this to be the best networking platform for professionals. You're already active there and you've made some connections. Let's say now look at it from a business perspective. Search to find the accounts of people who share your profession as legal nurse consultants. Look at the language in their profiles and see what attracts your attention. Also note the profiles that are underdeveloped or filled with language that focuses in on services instead of benefits of working with a legal nurse consultant. Explore the opportunities to post articles or videos on LinkedIn and write down as many ideas as you can. Make a schedule for posting and continue to connect with those who share your professional interests as well as attorney prospects. Don't start any social media projects on any other platforms until you've well launched your first. This is a good place to remind you to be patient. Don't expect results to roll in overnight. Continue to check out what other people in your field are doing. Profile maintenance is an ongoing project. Once you feel you've got LinkedIn under control, pause to congratulate yourself, move on to the next platform, and follow the same process. Success comes sooner and with reduced stress when you take it step by step. If you've tried to get active on social media sites at once, and several at once, you've soon become overwhelmed with the volume of work and you won't finish what you started. The one-at-a-time approach allows you to build your mental muscles. This is Pat Iyer coming in to share a brand new resource I put together. I know many legal nurse consultants are aware of the power of LinkedIn, but are not always sure how to get the most from it. When attorneys check you out, are they excited by what they see? Are you taking advantage of the features that put you in the best light? I put together a guide to help you harness LinkedIn's power so that you can show up in a professional way, reach out to attorneys, and demonstrate your expertise. My new LinkedIn Planner for LNCs is a packed guide that provides you with a step-by-step process to start your LinkedIn profile or get more out of your current profile and take advantage of LinkedIn's opportunities for you to shine. Get the LinkedIn Planner for LNCs by clicking on the Learn More button in the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or by using our new mobile app, biz.edu, now available at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu, and that's spelled BIZEDU. Use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount off the price of the planner. That link again is to get the LinkedIn Planner for LNCs. Click on the Learn More button in the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or by using our new mobile app, biz.edu. It's now available at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu. And use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount off the price of the planner. Now, let's get back to the show. Do you need more clients? Think like a farmer. Think all that a farmer must do to wait until harvest to get those truckloads of delicious tomatoes or corn or squash. Do you think that the farmer has not been working all year long? Think again. That farmer has worked hard all year to prepare for that week or two of reward. He prepared the ground following last year's harvest. He planted seeds in the spring. He watered and fertilized and protects his fragile crops from pests and drought and poor weather. And finally, after months of work, he enjoys the results. Your legal nurse consulting business works the same way, and if you take a page from the farmer's playbook, you'll soon be reaping the rewards as well. Developing your brand is like preparing the soil. This is your brand, your voice, your presence as a legal nurse consultant. If you're just starting out, like that farmer, as he prepares the earth, you'll spend your time simply becoming known. Hang out with other legal nurse consultants. Join LinkedIn groups where your ideal clients spend their time. Build a website and start your mailing list. This is the preparation work that forms the foundation of a solid business in the future. Your seeds are your website content and services. With each blog post you write, every email you send, you're planting a seed that you harvest later. But unlike the farmer, your seeds will reproduce endlessly and repeatedly. In fact, you'll find that blog posts you wrote years ago will continue to help you when you need more clients. They will bring in new clients year after year with no further help from you. When you think about it that way, it's easy to see that planting seeds is a critical part of every business. But wouldn't it be nice if you could just set it and forget it? Unfortunately, that style of business rarely works. Instead, you must spend time nurturing. stay in touch with your email list, update old blog posts with new ideas, study your stats to improve your traffic and conversions, improve your services. It doesn't take much effort to update your blog posts or tweak your products, and the rewards can be fantastic. Of course, being a farmer is a long-term investment. The work that you do today may not pay off for weeks or months to come. But with a strong history of consistent farming in your business, you'll soon see that those long-term rewards are paying off consistently. You'll be using an effective system when you need more clients. Be sure to get our hot-off-the-press new LinkedIn Planner for LNCs written by Pat Iyer just for Legal Nurse Consultants. You'll be able to access it by going to the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. You'll also see the show notes on our new mobile app on your smartphone. Request the app at legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu. That's BIZEDU. legalnursebusiness.com/bizedu. And follow the directions for easy installation on your iPhone or Android phone. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.